We are back on Wyoming Sports Talk today, LCCC Coaches Show Day, as we just got done talking with Lady Golden Eagles head coach Brian Artmeyer. We head over to the guy's side on the Golden Eagle side and head coach Jason Figg. I know, Coach, we didn't get a chance to talk last night after the loss to the Lancers of Eastern Wyoming College. I guess, we'll kind of do a little bit of a post-game show, I guess, from my point of view. At calling the game last night, it was disappointing because I expected a little more from your team. I expected them to step up, especially with the injury to Kyle Cabs. And I mean, it's just one of those games where they laid an egg.
Yeah. For
I mean, that's the easiest way to say it, Coach.
No easy way to say it. We tied at halftime and came out and scored the first 6 points in the second half and led by six, and then just went in the tank. Finished the game with on the short end of a 38-20 run and lose by 12. So starting to sound like a broken record.
Again, it's been a theme for this second half for you guys, again, where you've had the lead, if not tied with, again, a lot of teams. Again, getting few of those victories away, again, one notably of Western Nebraska, again, a top 25 team. But, again, you've played with the best. You've had those leads. You've been tied. But it's just a situation where you can kind of tell, and something that we discuss on the road trip back to Cheyenne with you coaches, you can just kind of tell right now that, again, a lot of those freshmen, a lot of your players right now that don't have a little option to sit down and take a rest this season, they're a little gassed out right now. Their legs are kind of shot at this point in time of the season.
Yeah, I think fatigue is definitely a factor for us. We've only got eight healthy bodies now, so and the healthy bodies are weary bodies. So it's a tough situation, but we got one game left here. We need to step up. I looked at all the possible scenarios today, which there's six. We could finish anywhere for a tie for fourth to a tie for seventh, I think, at this point, with depending on wins and losses by other people.
Now, this is something that I asked Coach Ortmeyer, and I'll ask you as well, Coach Ficka, of, again, those scenarios. Again, you know it's the final regular season game. Your players know it's the final regular season game. Are you that type of coach that's going to lay out those scenarios for them, or at least tell your team what's on the line, what they need to play for? Or is it at this point in time, hey, don't need to put that weight on their shoulders, let them just kind of focus on basketball?
I think we just need to focus on the technical parts of the game. As I look at those scenarios, like I said, there's six possible scenarios as I see it. And two of those scenarios, we could tie for fourth. Well, we lose those tiebreakers. So I believe that hosting a game is out of the realm of possibility. So it's really just about trying to play our best basketball, get over the hump here, get this monkey up our back, and finish a game in the second half.
You know what's interesting, too, with you and Coach Salisbury, and you have been adamant about this throughout the course of the season. This group of guys that you have, and again, the loss of Kyle Cabs, yes, it was felt last night. But one of the things that you and Coach Salisbury have been with these guys, you've been in their corner. I mean, you've been there plugging away for these guys and waiting and waiting and waiting, and they've shown glimpses that they can do this. The question is, you got one regular season game, then you'll have a postseason game, or maybe more. We don't know. Stranger things have happened. But again, how do you restore the confidence in those guys after what happened last night? Because there was a lot of daubers that were down after the game.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I'm not sure I have the answer yet. I need to have the answer by tomorrow, I guess, how we get them back, reengaged. But this is a high-character group, so I don't think it'll be that hard to get them back and get them ready to play on Saturday. They're good kids, and they want to do well. And there's not a bad apple in the bunch there, so I don't think I'll have to do too much, like I said. It's just lay out the X's and O's. Here's what we have to do to win. And I think they'll pick up on it. And it's just when we get to crunch time, when we get to that moment, how do we respond?
Well, one of the things, too, you respond, and we had that discussion on the ride home last night, the Triple Towers, they got to show up. And again, too, with David at 7'1", and Hayden at 6'10", and Stephon at 6'8", I mean, these guys have to somehow, some way, especially the two sophomores and the lone freshman who's the biggest of the group, they've got to lay it all on the table here over the next couple of games.
Yeah, we need to get more production out of those guys. We've leaned on Tyrese Matoma a lot, and, teams are really focusing on him and taking him out of the scoring column, which Eastern did a good job of last night. I think Tyrese had 9. But we had the 3 biggest guys on the court, between Manzi and Collier and Applegren, and those guys, they had bad nights. They were a combined 0 points out of the 3 of those guys. So I think they know that, and they realize that they need to step up. And we got great production, I thought, out of Mateo Zocco, and we got good stuff out of Courtney Dean. We challenged Courtney to hold number 10 to basically take him out of the game, and he did that. So from a defensive perspective, Courtney was outstanding last night, and then we got good production out of Daquan Spragan. So we got to have some of those big guys step up. We can't just rely on Tyrese. It'll be a little different going to the game Saturday. I expect that Central Wyoming will play nothing but 2-3 zone against us, which is what we do a lot to people. So it'll be playing against ourselves a lot. So we're going to work on here attacking the zone. And I liked what we did yesterday in the game, putting Mateo Zocco in the low post and letting him post up. I think we'll probably look to do that against their zone tomorrow. I'm sorry, their zone on Saturday. And so I'm already moved on, excited about the next game, and still believe positively in the postseason.
You know, you finish up the season on the road, as we had Eastern last night. We go to Central for Saturday afternoon. But you look back on the first meeting. This is one of those teams that you were toe-to-toe with at halftime. So I would venture to say you and Coach Salisbury, I don't know if the team has looked back at that last meeting. And is it one of those typical things where we just kind of petered out there around that 10-minute mark of the second half? How what's the magic formula there, Coach?
Yeah, we led by 4 at halftime, and they got outscored in the second half by 22 points and lost by 18. So it's a combination of things. Last night it was driving us and posting us up. Typically, our Achilles heel has been second chance points, allowing second chance points, but we definitely went on an offensive drought, but Eastern Wyoming has done that to everybody. Eastern has guarded everybody in the league very well. They're the best defensive team in our conference, in the North Conference, I think by far. It's unquestioned. So we've got to do a better job of attacking defenses consistently through the game, and it'll be different for us. This will be the first time that we've been zoned for significant stretches in a long time, maybe since the last time we played Central. So we've been working on some zone offense stuff for the last week or two in anticipation of this game. We started to put in some zone set plays in case we got zoned along the way, but knowing that we were going to get zoned in the last game, we felt like we had to start implementing some zone set plays and a little more zone attack. So I think we'll be well prepared tactically for the game on Saturday.
All righty, Coach. We will catch up with you coming up on Saturday afternoon.
I was going to say, I'm going to have a slight suggestion for Coach, at least again. He was trying to find that answer to boost a little team morale. I'm thinking on Friday, again, as we're heading up northward, how about a stop at that ever-lovely Pizza Ranch up there in Casper? That'll boost morale, hopefully, right?
Coach Ortmeier and I talked about it, and I think we decided we're going to do something different than the Pizza Ranch for the third straight week in a row. Pizza Ranch has been great for us, but you know, there's a lot of other restaurants in Casper to stop at for dinner. So we want to spread the love around. You know, we don't want to ignore all those other restaurants up there.
As long as they have ice cream, that's all I care about. All right, Coach, we will we'll see you as we get ready to go on the road tomorrow afternoon, and again, we'll talk with you Saturday afternoon here on Fortunati K-Ray.
Appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much. Jason Ficka, head coach of the LCCC Golden Eagles, as they will match up with the CWC Rustlers. 4 p.m. coming up on Saturday. They will be the nightcap following the ladies' game at 2 p.m. We will take a timeout again. Our program brought to you by Laramie County Community College.